Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You know how you get annoyed with that neighbor who chronically doesn't mow the lawn or paint the peeling house? You feel like it's bringing down the whole neighborhood. In the heart of the city, problem neighbors sometimes exist on a whole different scale.
This is pretty filthy, as you could see, and so be careful as you touch things.
With that warning, we climbed the steps to the back porch of 318 Blue Hill Avenue in Dorchester, suddenly reluctant to grab the handrail. When we get to the landing, we see why we were warned. It's covered with dog poop. Some of it seems to have fallen between the slats from the second floor above. There's so much of it, it's pretty much impossible to avoid stepping in. We're on the back porch because it's the only way into the basement of this house.
The basement, there is a pretty bad step there, so you have to be very, very cautious on the step.
Really, there was no step. It had caved in. You had to jump over it. It is a problem property. We're here with Darrell Smith, the Assistant Commissioner of the Inspectional Services Department for the City of Boston, who's leading what's called a neighborhood response team. It's more like a SWAT team of Boston building inspectors, police officers, firefighters, and others cracking down on what are termed quality of life crimes. We asked to go on a raid after the team recently shut down an alleged brothel in Roxbury. On this morning, after a team meeting, the group swooped in on this property in the Grove Hall section of Dorchester, where city workers say they've been battling illegal activity and a negligent landlord for a decade. Darrell Smith leads us to the basement into what he calls an illegal apartment.
That we condemned several months ago, only to find today that we had people sleeping in here. It was a young kid, about 13 years old, so we had to contact his parent.
It's unclear if the boy was staying there or just crashing today, but there's junk strewn everywhere. No smoke or carbon monoxide detectors. And city workers admit they closed the bathroom door because they didn't want us to see the overflowed, clogged, and smelly toilet.
It's horrible condition for anyone to live in.
Outside the building, the mother of the 13-year-old has arrived. She and her relatives get angry as police try to interview them.
You can't go to this. They need DSS. You want DSS?
The boy's cousin, Chuck Ross, is pacing the sidewalk out front. He says he knew the teen was hanging out here and confides that he's had his suspicions about the place.
I was like, come right here, see like little like crackheads and stuff. I thought it was like crackhead building or something.
Darrell Smith of Inspectional Services confirms that.
There are complaints about drug dealing, about prostitution. I was here a week ago. You could just see all the activity starting at 10 o'clock and went on throughout the night.
On this day, police find the building's owner, Gerald Matthews, on the property. His bad luck, as he's arrested on a contempt warrant for failing to correct code violations the city cited previously. Shall we say, he declines my request for an interview as police stuff him in a cruiser.
Leave me alone.
Were you running a rooming house, sir?
A few steps away, there's an empty lot where Matthews allegedly ran an illegal garbage transfer station, dumping trash, then hauling it away. The city actually put up jersey barriers to prevent him from taking dumpsters in and out. Apparently, it hasn't quite stopped him, as on this day, police tell us they found a U-Haul truck he rented, loaded with garbage, parked on the curb next to the lot.
He just is a horrible neighbor. You know, the epitome of a horrible neighbor.
And a horrible landlord, says 21-year-old tenant Yulon Bresnahan, who with roommates pays over $1,000 a month to rent on the second floor, where doors are missing from rooms and kitchen cabinets, and wires hang from electrical boxes.
This is not the way to live, and if the landlord's not doing his job, then he needs to be punished for it.
But Darrell Smith of Inspectional Services explains it's not that easy.
Should this landlord be allowed to be a landlord?
Based on his previous behavior, I would say no. He should get out of the business.
But can you stop him? There's no city law, there's no city ordinance, there's no state law that can stop this guy from being a landlord.
I don't think there's any code that would stop anybody from being a landlord. With him, it's like being on a treadmill. You keep chasing him around.
Ironically, right next door are the offices of Project Right, one of the many neighborhood associations also working to tackle quality of life problems in Grove Hall. Michael Kozu is a community coordinator for Project Right.
There's a lot of really good residents who've lived here 30 to 50 years. There's a lot of new residents who are coming in who are trying to make a difference. We also have these spots that can just bring down a whole street.
City officials say there are dozens of problem properties like this one. Okay. Daryl Smith says they'll keep cracking down on them and will be back here as well.
And we're going to stay on it. I mean, this isn't something that we came out, we wrote a violation, and we're going away. We ain't going anywhere.
WBUR's Lynn Joliker produced this story. I'm Bob Oakes.